Hi, Michaela Lafrac here. The podcast you are about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. The Summer 2024 Summer Olympics, kick off at the end of this month in Paris. This year, a Vermont middle and long distance runner will compete on Team USA, Ellie St. Pierre of Montgomery, Vermont. She secured her spot in Paris last week after winning the 5,000 meter finals at the U.S. Olympic team trials in track and field. She set an Olympics trials record in the process, finishing in 14 minutes, 40.34 seconds. And then yesterday, she qualified for a second event, the 1500. She ran a personal best time of 3 minutes, 55.99 seconds. Here to help us put Ellie St. Pierre's accomplishments in context is Scott Douglas in North Yarmouth, Maine. He's a contributing writer to Runner's World. He's also the author of several books, including Personal Best Running, a running guide written with Mark Coogan, who is Ellie St. Pierre's coach. Scott, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Glad to have the opportunity to talk about Vermont's best runner.
I know. I'm very excited. And let's kick it off with news from yesterday's race. So what did you think of her performance?
It was amazing. Ellie took the lead. For those who didn't see it, Ellie took the lead almost immediately and, you know, tried to win from the front. She came up a little bit short, finished third. But in the process, because of the way that she ran the race, she led the first eight women to personal best. She made the race, and so everyone who made the team and everyone who set a personal best yesterday have her to thank for that.
Now this is something that echoes what you told me when you and I first talked about the role she plays on her training group, which is based out of Boston. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So Ellie's part of a group in which everybody else lives in Boston, one other member of that group made the Olympic team in the 1500 meters last night as well, Emily Mackay. And Ellie's really, even though they're all about the same age, Ellie's really sort of the leader by personality and by example. And when Ellie was away on maternity leave last year, the other members of the group sort of, you know, I mean, they still ran okay, but they weren't as impressive as they were before she was on maternity leave, and certainly not as impressive as they have been this year. She leads by not only example, but just sort of if the other people on the team, they have this daily experience of running with one of the best runners in the world, which then, you know, gives them the confidence to do something like, well, if Ellie can be on the Olympic team, why can't I? So she's really elevated the whole team this year in the way that she elevated all the other women in the race in the 1500 meter final last night. Mm.
And one of the most remarkable things about her is, as you mentioned, she had a child. And then less than a year later, she wasn't only back to running, but she was absolutely dominating and breaking records. What has her running been like this past winter and spring since she returned to competition?
Right. So she gave birth to her son, Ivan, in March of 2023. In March of 2024, she won the world indoor track title at 3,000 meters, beating some of the best runners in the world. It's not uncommon for top women to come back and be maybe a little bit better than they were, or maybe as good as they were before giving birth. But Ellie got to a different level, and it really we can get into this maybe, but you know, it really speaks to her coach's sort of underlying philosophy that if you're happy in the rest of your life, then you're setting yourself up to be the best runner that you are. She came back slowly. She listened to her body. So she didn't experience some of the problems that sometimes elite women runners have in trying to come back too quickly from pregnancy. She won the world indoor title. She, as you said, qualified for two Olympic teams. She's only going to contest one, and we can talk about that later. But she's just been on fire. This is the best year of her life in terms of running since she coming back from maternity leave.
Mm. Yeah. So as you mentioned, you have known her and her coach, Mark Coogan, for a while now. You wrote a book, Personal Best Running, with Mark Coogan. Tell us a little bit more about his particular style of coaching and how you see it affecting Ellie St. Pierre's performance.
Yeah. So, like I said, Mark's really big on, you know, create this environment in which a person can thrive. And then, you know, if they're happy in the rest of their life, then they can dedicate themselves without sort of stress in other parts of their lives to being the best runner that they can be. As I said, everybody else in the group, this New Balance Boston, they live in the Boston area. Even before she had her son, Ellie split her time between Vermont and Boston. So generally she would come into Boston for sort of the 3 to 4 days during what for most of us is the work week. Runners don't get any days off, but for, you know, most of the work week. And then she would go home to Vermont for the weekend. And that's like a great example of Mark's philosophy, you know, a great example of Mark's philosophy of, you know, this is how Ellie's going to be the best runner she can be, is to have this arrangement where she can be home, be with her family, but also be here with us and the team, and, you know, work out with the team and you know, as a coach, she wants to see her once in a while to get an idea of how she's doing and everything.
Yes, yeah. But Vermont has always been very, very important to her. It's the place where she trains a lot, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, she's not somebody who like, oh, she's going to go home to Vermont for the weekend and not run, you know, it's not like, she's, you know, I mean, most of us are very into our families, but, you know, this seems to be especially important to Ellie, you know, especially since becoming a mother. And obviously the arrangement is working well for her and for the rest of the team, too. Mm.
Well, let's look ahead to the Olympics. How might she do in Paris?
Okay, so as you said, she qualified in both the 5,000 meters and the 1,500 meters. They decided to focus only on the 1,500 meters in Paris. And she in the right kind of race, she is a serious threat to medal. You know, as I said, she won the world indoor title at 3,000 meters, twice as far, in March. And it might sound strange to say, oh, she was third in the U.S. championships last night, but she might also be third in the world. But she'll run a slightly different race probably in the Olympic final. She probably wouldn't take the lead from the start. She was a lot more likely to do as she did at the World Indoor Championship, where she sort of sat in second or third for most of the race. Let others do the work, tire themselves out, sort of in the way that she tired herself out a little bit last night, trying to win by leading the whole way. And then she'll, you know, try to go past everybody in the last, you know, half a lap or so. That's a great setup for her to try to medal in the Olympics, which, you know, I'm not just saying this because we're on Vermont Public Radio. if you had asked me yesterday, I would have said that, you know, she's a threat to medal at the Olympics in whatever distance she contests.
And as you told me, it's very rare for an American to medal in the types of races in which Ellie St. Pierre specializes. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so I mean, probably even casual running fans know that, you know, runners from primarily Kenya and Ethiopia seem to dominate everything. At least part of a leader of a sort of a resurgence, especially among U.S. women runners, that like this feeling like I can take on the best in the world. She certainly wasn't intimidated by anybody in the World Indoor Championships, and that's one of the that's one of the things that, again, that she brings to the team, because she has this confidence of like, well, why can't I be the best in the world? So she races like that against people who other people might, you know, look at all these other runners' accomplishments and say, oh gosh, I'm intimidated by them, and sort of you don't never even like really try as hard as you might. So she she races as if she belongs with the best in the world, and you know, as I've said, that then has helped people on her team do so as well, and other Americans. I think after last night, the two women who also made the 1500 meter team will have the same mindset as Ellie going into the Olympics. Like, why can't we take on the best people in the world?
Well, Scott, for young folks in our region, or parents of young runners who might be hoping to follow in Ellie St. Pierre's literal footsteps, what's your advice?
So if you want to literally follow in Ellie's footsteps, one really interesting thing about her background, and she's not unique among among like top women runners who are reaching their peak in their late 20s, is she was very good in high school, but she played basketball. She, you know, as you've probably heard, you know, she was very active on her family's dairy farm. You know, she wasn't like a you know, this like super specialized 16-year-old training like a pro runner when she was 16. She sort of had a, you know, a normal broad-based sport background. And that has turned out to be like a really good model for, if you look at a lot of the women who are running their best in their late 20s, that's more their upbringing than the ones who were the superstars in high school. So that's one thing. The only other thing I'll say to that, and you know, body image is a tricky thing with runners, especially young girl runners. If you look at Ellie and everyone else on their team, they look strong, they look healthy, they look fit. They don't look like people who starve themselves to try to run a tenth of a second faster. That she's a great role model in terms of, you can be the best in the world, and you can be this strong, healthy person rather than someone who might be doing damage to themselves because of how they're restricting the calories.
Such an important message. Scott, do you have a favorite running recovery snack?
Well, sure. In Ellie's honor, I'll say chocolate milk. because seriously, chocolate milk has this the perfect blend of carbohydrates and protein. And Ellie, on the way home from like a really, really hard workout, she'll stop and get a chocolate milk.
Shout out to Monument Farms chocolate milk. This is not sponsored It's just really good. Well, Scott Douglas of North Yarmouth, Maine, is a contributing writer to Runner's World, the author of several books, including Personal Best Running. It's a running guide that was written with Mark Coogan, who is Ellie St. Pierre's coach. Scott, thank you so much for joining us. I've learned a lot.
Thanks for having me.